Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the KSR Pre-Show, Wednesday, November 16th. I am Billy Rutledge, along with Shannon the Dude. Give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. It's 502-571-1080, or you can text us at 502-414-1724. I'm here in Lexington. Shannon Grigsby is in Louisville.
Shannon Grigsby, wait a minute.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. What's with the different intro?
Oh,
call me by my actual last name this morning.
You don't like that?
No, you can. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm not trying to hide it.
Be proud of yourself, Shannon.
Yes, or as Ryan Lemon would say, be proud of who yourself.
That's right. I love Ryan Lemon's sayings, and it seems like they've creeped into my lexicon, Shannon,
as much as I
mess up everything that I'm saying in the mornings. But good to talk to you again, Mr. Grigsby. And
you're really doubling down with it, aren't you?
Oh, you know, people get angry I say your name so much, so we got mixed up sometimes.
Just call me Dude.
Dude?
Dude. That's good enough.
We're going to change the name of the show to Billy and the Dude eventually?
No.
Dude?
No.
Why not? You don't like my name being first?
No, I don't. That's what it comes down to. Hey, you know, I've been here for 20 years.
Well, it's just alphabetical, Shannon. It's nothing personal.
You get second billing in the name, all right? That's just the way it is. It's okay. You know, it's like if I had a show with Matt and it wasn't called Kentucky Sports Radio, it was just Matt Jones and Shane and the Dude. It wouldn't be Shane and the Dude and Matt Jones. It'd be Matt Jones and Shane and the Dude.
Well, I would say Dude and Matt if you wanted to go alphabetically. Yeah, but okay, I guess I see what you're saying.
Yes.
But late night last night, as the Cats fall in double overtime to Michigan State in the Champions Classic, 86-77. Shannon, I want to get some reaction from the fans, so let's open the phone lines. Like I said, 502-571-1080. It's Kentucky's first loss of the season. And look, I was pretty optimistic until we started with the postgame show last night, Shannon. Matt made a lot of good points. We're seeing a lot of the same things that we saw last year when it comes to late game execution and just some people having the ball at the end of the game when they shouldn't be. It was a disappointing night, but Shannon, what were some of your overall thoughts from the game last night?
I mean, really just the wide open dunks that Michigan State was able to get during crucial moments of the game are just plays that you can't give up. You know, it's just guys being in the wrong place on the floor. You can't have that play where Oscar slides out and then you have a wide open duck underneath. That cannot happen at that point in the game. Actually, it should never happen at any point in the game, especially not at that point.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Frederick and Antonio Reeves, both of those guys only on the floor for 4 minutes and change. I mean, you gotta have those guys out there more. Even if you're not looking for a 3-point shot, it spreads the defense out to where it opens up the paint and allows other opportunities for the other three guys on the floor. So, look, it's still early in the season. I mean, I mentioned yesterday I was a little bit worried about this game. I think they got poo-pooed by some people a little bit. But I was really more concerned that if Oscar didn't play. So, Oscar played well. I mean, we could say that, I guess, right off the bat, too. You know what you're going to get from Oscar. Again, double-double. You know, that is the bottom line for Oscar every game.
How incredible is he? I mean, he really is.
Yeah.
It's I know we're beating this drum to death, but seeing him for the first time this season, 22 points and 18 rebounds. A lot of the offense was going through him late in the game.
Yep.
And then that awful call for his fifth foul, Shannon, where he was the screen that they called. I mean, you could just void the rest of the game after that awful call.
That was a lame call, no doubt about it.
It was.
But, I mean, the team fell apart when Oscar fouled out. That was it. When he went out, I'm like, all right, this is probably going to be where they lose it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
A lot of frustrated fans throughout Big Blue Nation last night, Shannon. I'm just glad they didn't play the late game of the Champions Classic, or we would have been there until 2 a.m., and that's not an exaggeration.
I did like that Matt was saying, you know, he was bragging yesterday on the show, saying, well, you know, this is an early game. That means we don't have to play the late game. I don't have a late post-game show. And then they go into double overtime. The game goes up to, like, what, 10 after 10 o'clock, 10:30, yep, something like that. And then you guys are on all the way up until after midnight last night, right?
That's right, yeah. And it was a game that Kentucky led for most of it, right? Yeah. I think they led for over 31 minutes, and so they just collapsed at the end. My God, Joey Hauser, is anybody going to guard that guy?
No. I mean,
he's still open right now, Shannon. Yeah. It's unbelievable that he ended with 23 points and 8 rebounds in 46 minutes. I understand the first 15 points, but after a while, guard your man. I just couldn't believe that they couldn't get a clamp down on that guy. But
I don't understand that at all. And Calipari was taking the blame in the post-game press conference, you know, saying that those were his coaching breakdowns. But It just feels like more of the same old, same old. And I know it's early in the season, so I'm not pessimistic yet. I think the fan base overall is much more pessimistic than I am right now. I think it's still early in the year. But you can't keep making excuses. You don't have the, well, they're young, they're freshman excuse anymore. These are guys who have played together, and you know what you have with this team.
Well, that's the thing, Shannon. That was one of the things he said last night, was that these guys just haven't been together over the last couple weeks or so. And to my response is, didn't you play games in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Haven't you had this group together for a while?
Yeah, they were playing basically against grade school competition. I mean, if we're being honest, you know.
That's true, yeah.
It was good to see the team, but you can't take anything away from those games. You can't really take anything away from the Howard and Duquesne opening games either. So this is really your first true test of the year, and you failed.
And that's why I want to stay optimistic, Shannon. But like I touched on at the beginning of the show, some of the points that Matt was bringing up in the postgame, they made sense. I mean, talking about inbounds plays and why there was such a discrepancy about Michigan State and Kentucky.
Yeah, I've just conceded that we're never going to have an inbounds play. Just forget it. I mean, other teams are going to run their thing. Kentucky's not going to do that. It's just
weird
not what
substitution
we do here.
Patterns. Yeah. Like you mentioned, why is Antonio Reeves and C.J. Frederick not on the floor at the same time? I know Reeves was pretty cold for the night, 1 of 7, and C.J. Frederick only made 1 3-pointer as well. But you space the floor. You guys put those guys out there at the same time. Now, I do want to mention Cason Wallace. How good is this freshman? Yeah. I mean, he is just incredible. He ties the program's all-time steals record with 8 steals in the game. And really, he was important late, important the entire game, but he also missed 2 crucial free throws, Shannon. And you cannot win these major games if you're going to go 16 of 24 from the field or from the free throw line. Yeah. 66%. Kentucky had a chance to make it 3-point game, not only at the end of regulation, but at the end of the first overtime. And they weren't able to do either. And Michigan State was able to force it a tie game in both of those situations.
I don't want to say that I would give Cason Wallace a pass there for missing those free throws, but I could almost be talked into that because I think there's an argument to be made that without Cason Wallace, you're not even in that game to begin with.
Not even close.
And he plays 44 minutes, gets the most minutes out of anybody on the team, and rightfully so. He's earned those minutes. And he's the real superstar of the team, aside from Oscar.
That and Xavier Wheeler continue to play a huge role late in the game. And Shannon, he played well. He didn't lead the team, but he was second in the team in 16 points and led the team with 2 3-pointers. But late game situation, Xavier he seems limited at times, right?
Yeah, a little tight. I mean, that's kind of what we felt.
He's throwing lobs off the backboard.
Yeah.
It seems like late game situation, Xavier sometimes implodes. But a brutal loss for the Cats, 86-77 in double overtime. Kansas went on to beat Duke in the second half of the Champions Classic. But I saw this stat, Shannon, and I think Kentucky basketball needs to run away from Indianapolis. Do you know how bad they've been at the Gamebridge Fieldhouse where they played their game last night?
Well, I know they're 1-5 in Champions Classics, but I know all those games weren't played in Indianapolis. So what's their record there?
Well, you're right. I think they've lost 5 of the last 6 of their Champions Classics, like you mentioned. But just at this Fieldhouse, you have the crushing loss to St. Peter's in the opening round of the NCAA tournament last year.
Yep.
The Wildcats fell to Kansas in their 9-16 season at this field house. They also lost in 2015 in the Final Four to Wisconsin at this same exact place. So if I'm Cal, I'm not scheduling any more games in this damn arena.
Well, at least next year the Champions Classic is going to be in Chicago, so we don't have to worry about playing in Indianapolis.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That was just announced yesterday.
A little Chi-Town action.
Yeah. So I don't know if any of the NCAA tournament goes through Indianapolis. I don't think it does this year, does it? I don't think so.
I'm not sure, yeah. But
they do not play well there.
That and, Kentucky's chances of being the number one seed in a Louisville regional took a hit last night. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
502-571-1080. What were you going to say?
That's a good Michigan State team, though. I know they're not ranked. They came in 1-1. They lost to Gonzaga. But I think that's a good Michigan State team. I don't think that's a horrible loss last night. I mean, you don't want to lose to an unranked team ever, of course, but I don't think it's a terrible loss. Certainly not as bad as what happened to Louisville last night again.
It's not. We'll get to that. Yeah, Don't you worry. Yeah. We'll get to that. But it just seems like the same problems are creeping up again. And Kentucky's going to have to adjust pretty quickly because they have a game versus South Carolina State on Thursday, but you've got to go play at Gonzaga on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it does not get any easier for you. So Kentucky's going to have to look themselves in the face and pick themselves up. But, you know, pretty disheartening. Biggest game of the season so far. The Cats aren't able to get it done, and they will have to move on from here. But we want to hear from you, 502-571-1080. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll get some of your reaction. We'll also talk about some randomness. Like Shannon said, U of L again losing by 1 point. Isaac Humphries released a very strong, powerful video yesterday that I think we'd like to discuss. And also some madness on Ticketmaster yesterday, Shannon. Hopefully you got your Taylor Swift tickets yesterday.
No, that's a negative.
No? Okay.
No, I'm not a Swiftie.
Not many people did due to some of the things that are happening. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. It is the show before the show, the KSR Pre-Show. It was a nightmare for everyone across America trying to get Taylor Swift tickets yesterday. Apparently the site crashed. I'm not a Swiftie like you, Shannon, but people were upset.
Well, so, I mean, Ticketmaster.com can't hold the traffic of Taylor Swift fans?
I guess not. They have a monopoly on the industry, but they cannot handle the Swifties when they want their concert tickets.
Well,
so,
don't even get me started on concert tickets and all the fees that they add on to them. And you think that you're paying $50 a ticket. Next thing you know, you're paying well over $100 because of all the greed that is involved with Ticketmaster and extra fees that mean nothing except for they're just stuffing their pockets with extra money.
That should be your number one issue when you campaign for a position in government, Shannon. I think that would be get a lot of people on board. I do want to have, I have a correction to make. The Final Four game versus Wisconsin was not in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It was actually in Indianapolis, though. So the point remains that Kentucky continues to struggle in that damn city, but it was not in that fieldhouse. But the Cats lose to Michigan State 86-77. We want to get your phone calls, your reactions. Let's go to the phone, Shannon. Who's next?
Phone lines are loaded. Let's go to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing fine.
We back to Calipari. We need to get rid of him. He cannot coach. It's been going on for 5 years, Shannon.
Yeah, well, I mean, he took the blame last night, so he didn't try to put it on the players. He took all the blame for it. He said it was his fault. He didn't make the adjustments that he should have made. He said that maybe he should have played C.J. Frederick and Antonio Reeves out there more. So he's taking the blame. He's taking the heat himself.
Well, he always does that. He is good about that.
Yeah.
But we should have been up. I mean, if you look at it, we lost the first half, and then, you know, we lost the second half.
Well, so we lost overtime, too.
Well, yeah, two overtimes.
That's right.
That even makes it worse.
Yeah. Look, I think this Kentucky team will be just fine. I know that you're upset about it, and I understand that. People are frustrated when you've had the last two seasons that Kentucky has had. You want to see results. We're tired of hearing about getting the top recruits and not seeing the results. But, I understand.
Exactly.
I would just say it's still early on in the season, though. So,
yeah.
Just hang on, Mike. We got long way to go.
It's a long season. That's right.
State was a good team.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mike, good to hear from you.
They got a good coach, too.
Yep. And if history rewrote itself, you know, maybe it would have written Tom Izzo as our coach instead of Calipari, but that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. See you guys.
All right.
Yeah, I think once upon a time, Izzo was a candidate for the Kentucky job. So,
well, Matt was talking about that yesterday. He was saying that Tom Izzo was going to be the next coach.
Is that right?
And then, as fate would have it, the interview with Calipari happened, and then the rest is history at that point.
I guess I got to start listening to KSR then, Shannon.
Yeah.
Let's take a call. Who's next?
Let's go to Blandon.
Blandon, how are you?
Hello, Shannon and Billy. How are you all today?
All right, man.
Doing good.
Shannon, if I may, sir, I have two really quick things. Number one, when I turned on the show this morning, I heard the most putrid, insipious comment I've ever heard in my life, and I love Billy. But, Billy, you have a world champion in your midst, and you're talking about billing over him to introduce the show. Are you kidding me?
That's what I was
come
saying.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Blandon, I can go get that belt too at Walmart later today.
Oh,
if you really want to have a belt for the photos that we can take a little later, give me a break.
You can't buy a replica of the World Heavyweight Radio Championship.
Your one competitor has been Tony Vanetti for your Radio Heavyweight Championship.
That is not true. That is not true. I beat a man just a couple of years ago. I beat a man who was 300 pounds. You must have missed that episode.
Beating up on the elderly.
Yes, with a trumpet.
Billy, I just want to tell you, Billy, I hope at that station they have counseling because you need professional help to make an asinine statement like that. Shannon the Dude is the longest tenured world radio champion ever.
Facts.
And you need to get on board. Billy, Shannon, I apologize profusely, but yeah. I'd like to make a comment, if I may, about the ball game, guys.
Sure.
Number one, fellas, you know, Cal to me is a perfect fit at Kentucky. He is a promoter. He is a player-first coach with elite kids or anyone else. He's a carnival barker. He's a front man. But the thing is, guys, I think it's very fair, you know, to bring this up because, you know, you look at all the professional ball players that's come through Kentucky and they have one championship. I've said it from day one. I think Cal is a great Christian guy. I like him a lot. But there's a lot to be said when you get in a big game and things are tight. Now, it's not the end of the season. This team is going to be great toward the end of this year. Oscar is, to me, one of the best players that's ever put on a Kentucky uniform. He went out of the game last night on a BS call. And, you know, when you play Michigan, you got to be prepared for a physicality. And he that was a ticky-tacky foul they called on him that cost that. But I'm telling you guys right now, this team is going to do great. Cal is an excellent coach and a better man. But it's a fair question to ask Big Blue Nation, you guys. You know, one title with the talent he's had, I think it's a very fair discussion.
Thanks
and
for the
I hope
call.
Y'all have a good day, yep. Fellas.
Thank you for the call,
Thank
Blandon.
You, Blandon.
And I think that's been the discussion for a long time on Calipari. You know, that's been the thing. He's had how many draft picks and how many NBA players, and he's got one championship, which is the yeah. same as what Patino can say, what Tubby can say, you know, so.
He's underachieved. I don't think there's any doubt. And the NCAA tournament is the hardest championship to win, Shannon. And just a few things go differently, then I think he could very easily have two or possibly even three. But it is what it is, and he's only got one. He was outcoached at the end of the game by Tom Izzo, but there are still many positives from John Calipari. We've been talking about that recruiting class coming in next year, and maybe that's what Kentucky basketball's been the last 5 years, is let's wait till next year. But it's disappointing, Shannon. It is. I don't know if we need to jump to fire
I don't want to keep piling on. I mean, again, it's one game in November, but I think it's just the frustration that's carrying over from the last couple of years into this season. You know, if you had a great last couple of years, I don't think we would be having all this negativity from the fan base if you lose to Michigan State. I mean, there's no real shame in losing to Michigan State and Tom Izzo. I mean, a legendary mm-hmm. coach.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Couple guys didn't look ready for the moment, though, last night. Chris Livingston maybe had some big game jitters. He only played 12 minutes and was taken out.
And Calipari has told him, like, stop playing for me. Stop trying to impress me. Play for your players, for your teammates.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things that Cal has sort of tried to, we mentioned yesterday, nurturing some of these guys and building up their confidence. I think that's one of those guys that Cal has sort of tried to bring along, but Chris Livingston may be a work in progress.
Right. Not as good of a shooter as Reeves or Frederick. So his playing time will be interesting to watch. Onyensone didn't look ready for the moment. I mean, he came in for 30 seconds in the first half and was immediately subbed out.
Yeah.
Only played a minute total. Then also Damian Collins didn't look like he was ready to come back in the game. He was exploited a few times when he got in there.
Yeah.
I know he's going through a lot right now.
I give that kid a break.
Yeah.
I mean, he just lost his father. He's coming back, you know.
But Cats weren't ready for this game. Let's be honest. I mean, yeah. Lance Ware's playing major minutes late in the game. He had some good defensive plays, but he just doesn't do it for you on offense. Let's go to the phones. Who's next?
Let's go to Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm sure Drew's got his Taylor Swift tickets already.
Yeah, we know he is a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Going back to the Vanderbilt football game, did you all hear about the guy singing the national anthem, forgetting the words twice during the song?
I read something about that on Twitter. I didn't hear it. I don't know that I want to hear it if there is a recording, because I would feel so bad for that guy.
It was really embarrassing. I can't find a video, fortunately,
yeah.
for that guy. But as soon as he was done, he just marched off the field, and everyone in the crowd was kind of wondering what was going on.
Yeah,
especially during Veterans Day weekend. I mean, there's right. a lot of veterans in the crowd.
Well, the worst I've seen And you can go like as far as like being out of key, singing the national anthem bad. But like most embarrassing that I've ever seen, there was a lady who was singing the national anthem at an NHL game. Uh-huh. And they have like this carpet, I guess, laid out for her. And she comes out and she screws up the lyrics to the national anthem. And then as she goes back to try to, I guess, get the words to try to return and make up for screwing it up to begin with. She comes back out, she slips and falls right on her butt on the ice.
Oh, God.
Wow. And that's out there on YouTube. So look that one up. That one, I mean, that happened like 20 years ago, and I still laugh to this day.
Anything else, Tommy?
Yeah. I knew we were in trouble as soon as that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Tommy?
That's it. Go Cats.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
I think I saw Fergie do a national anthem that was horribly bad.
Yeah, she did the banner, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, that is horrible.
But that's got to be like the pinnacle of being a singer. I mean, besides doing like sold out concerts and stuff, is that like not the most important thing that you could do?
Yes,
I mean,
you do singing not our forget the words anthem? To that. Yeah.
And aren't the words on the big screen most of the time?
I don't know. I think a lot of times. I don't know.
A lot of times.
Like, yeah, I don't know if it's like that every time. But, yeah, that's bad. You know, you can screw up the words when you're singing in a bar band like I am. You know, it's okay if you mess up the words to pardon me from Incubus.
Although, have you sang the anthem yet?
No. No.
Oh, we've got to change
Nobody wants to hear you sing the anthem.
We can change that.
No.
Listen, I know a couple people at Rupp Arena. Would you like to sing the national anthem before a Kentucky game?
Not really. I'd rather be the Y.
All right. Sounds like we're going to set this up.
It's a lot less stress. Just go out and throw your hands up.
A little Star-Spangled Banner. Yep. We'll take a break and be right back here on the KSO Pre-Show. It is the show before the show. Billy Rutledge and Shannon the Dude rolling along on this Wednesday edition.
You watched the video during the break, right?
I did.
If you type into YouTube, Woman Falls singing national anthem, that's got to be the most embarrassing national anthem moment of all time, right?
Oh, I've got second-hand embarrassment for this girl. She goes back in to get the words and then comes out just completely eats it.
Yeah, she starts singing, stops, says sorry, walks off, like leaves, like it disappears in the tunnel, then comes back out, I guess, with the words. And before she could even sing the first note, she falls on her butt.
And then I think she leaves. Like, she doesn't do this song. Yeah, she's like,
at this point, we're just done. Let's just call it a day. It doesn't get any worse than that.
It doesn't. No. 502-571-1080. I don't know if I could go out there and sing the anthem, Shannon. Not that you would want to hear my singing. I'm not a great singer.
Well, you're Billy Blues.
That's right. Maybe a little guitar. I'm in the Checkers parking lot. We can always do that. Mm-hmm. But I did throw out a first pitch before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple times.
6 or 7 at a spring training game. And obviously threw it over the plate, Shannon. But I don't think I was on the mound, that's for sure. I think I was maybe like 5-10 steps away.
I was asked to come out and throw out the first pitch for the Louisville Bats a few years ago. And I threw from the rubber. Perfect
good,
strike.
Good man.
Perfect
good
strike.
Good man.
Yeah. Right down the middle. About 45 miles an hour.
Are you lying to me, Shannon? You're just making this up?
I've got video of it. It's on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to double check your work just to make sure.
Okay.
How about this stuff happening with Cornbread Hemp right now? One of our sponsors for not only KSR, but the KSR pre-show. But they tweeted out yesterday that they were surprised to learn that the Cornbread Mafia True Crime podcast has been pulled from the internet. Yesterday, after becoming a top 40 podcast on Apple, they are in discussions with our production partners and will share updates as they learn more. But Shannon, what's going on? Does people don't want the secret getting out of the Cornbread Mafia?
I think that's what's going on. I think that there are some people who are maybe not thrilled with the story being out there. But I mean, the Cornbread Mafia book already exists. They realize that, right? I mean, it's like you can't get the story. The story has been out for years. But I guess they don't maybe like the way that some people are being portrayed in the story that's being told. And I guess they reached out to the powers that be and requested it, that it be pulled down just out of nowhere. And there was no communication, apparently, to the guys who are running the podcast.
Yeah, sounds like they're just now figuring it out.
Yeah, they just found it out yesterday morning. All of a sudden, people were like, where's the podcast? It's gone. So I may be the only person who has actually heard all the podcasts.
Oh, you listened to all the episodes.
Well, I had an advanced copy of the podcasts.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's no longer out there. Hopefully, though, it's just one of these things where it's under review, you know. But I didn't realize that if you don't like the way that a podcast is portraying you, you can just call up somebody and they'll yank it down. Is that how it works?
So if somebody does the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing's down right now. Not just an episode, the entire podcast, you cannot find it. So I guess, you know, if anybody ever says anything bad about me on a podcast, I can just call up somebody, complain about it, and they'll yank the entire thing down.
Yeah, take that down. Take that down. Yeah. What'd you say about me?
Yeah.
Huh? You call me Two Mimosa Billy?
You had a podcast at one point. I'm sure you said something bad about me. Let me go back through and see if I can find something. I'll get your podcast.
We did a whole episode together,
Shane.
That's
right.
So
yeah.
That better be taken down pretty soon. But
I just didn't know it worked that way.
Yeah, hopefully that does come back and we can continue to listen to that again. But let's go back to the phones. 502-571-1080. Who's that next, Shannon?
All right, let's talk to Andy. What's up, Andy? Good to
good
see
morning,
you yesterday,
Andy.
Man. Thanks for coming out to the show.
I enjoyed it. Good to see you guys. Well, I was going to go listen to that podcast later on, but I guess that's not happening.
No.
Before I go to my comments about the game last night, I want to say some good news. Louisville lost by a single little point again last night.
Yeah, man. I mean, we talked about that a couple of days ago, that Louisville was the first team since 1991 to open up their season with back-to-back one-point losses. How far do you have to go back for now? 3 1-point losses, Billy.
I think it's 1980 the number was, yes.
Wow.
And this one was the opposite, right? They thought they had won the game. They celebrated like they won after the buzzer beater by Ellis. But the buzzer beat them in this series.
And Appalachian State had control of the game the entire time. And it was kind of like the Bellarmine game, really. Bellarmine led most of the game. And then at the end, Louisville made a run. And then, yeah, you're right. When they went back and reviewed it, it was clearly, the ball was still clearly in Ellis's hands as the light on the backboard went off and the time expired.
He also decided he wanted to dribble 10 times before he started to drive the lane and shoot. But really tough start to the Kenny Payne era. I don't know. That's not worse than getting blown out your first three games, but I'm sure it hurts a little bit more.
Yeah, and another thing that they did, they were wasting time there at the end. There was about 13 seconds that ran off the clock when they could have fouled the guy, and they just let the time expire, you know, just let the time tick, and they're just guarding him straight up. Meanwhile, there's 20 seconds on the clock. You know, Appalachian State could have just ran the timeout.
And App State is not the best team. I mean, this is a team that's got D2 and D3 transfers. So it may be a long year for Kenny Payne in the cards.
Anything else, Andy?
Yeah, I was just going to talk about the game real quick. Last night, honestly, there were things that I even said before the game that I thought would come into key. And the main thing was free throws. And then what it came down to down the stretch, Michigan State hit their free throws, and we missed some crucial ones that if we just hit one or two of those, it would have probably been a different outcome. But I did take some positives from the game. I mean, obviously, Oscar, incredible. Kaysen Wallace, it's going to be a fun year with him as long as he stays healthy. Wheeler, I think, played good for the most part. And the thing is, you're not going to see a bad three-point shooting night, at least not too many times, from C.J. Fredericks and Reeves both. And I don't think we've seen the best of Toppin yet, obviously. And I don't know about Collins. That's hard to say. But if we go beat Gonzaga this Sunday, which I think we can, if we go beat Gonzaga this Sunday, nobody's really going to be thinking about this Michigan State game.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about basketball. You know, you lose a game, you get another game 2 days later. I mean, we're talking about the next game being tomorrow night, South Carolina
State.
And this
is November, right? I mean, it's important how they play in February and March, but many of the same issues starting to creep up again.
Thank you for the call, Andy. We appreciate it, man. We'll see you.
But if we could be optimistic for a second, I mean, is Kentucky always going to shoot 66% from the free throw line? Is C.J. Frederick going to go 1 of 6 from three every game? And Antonio Reeves 1 of 7 from the field?
No.
I mean, these things will revert back to the means. And you got to believe these guys are only going to get better as time goes on if they can avoid the injury bug. So really encouraging stuff from Oscar. It looked like he was almost 100%, but
yeah,
we could still be positive. I mean, there's still a lot of good things happening. Let's go to the phone again. Who's up next?
Hey, Brandon.
Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good.
Still doing good.
So just a couple things right off. Going back to the Star Spangled Banner, I play music full time for a living. It doesn't matter how well you know a song or how many times you've played it or sang it. For some reason, sometimes you get up there and it just, at least for me anyway, it just completely goes out the other end of my brain. And
yep.
The lyrics are gone.
Been there.
And just talking about the basketball game, you know, I think myself, as well as a lot of fans, we were anticipating, you know, coming into this season real strong, which, you know, we still have, but just the lack of productivity over the last 2-3 years, I think everybody really was just looking kind of back to that old school, you know, early Cal stages of getting in there and blowing teams out by 30, 40, 50, you know, 60, be it. I'm just curious, what do you guys think, you know, from 2009 to 2015 Cal, and then you have, you know, 2016 to this Cal, what's changed in that, I guess, with his coaching to where it's just not like it used to be like that?
Thanks for the call, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.
You know, I'm not really sure I can put my finger on exactly what it is. You know, is it maybe not getting the elite of the elite players? I mean, he's still getting a great recruiting class, but is it maybe not getting the, you know, Matt talked about yesterday, there's a difference between five-star players. There's five-star plus players. You know, if you could go to a sixth star in the rating, maybe they would be up on the sixth star.
Right.
And then there's guys who are the lower tier of five stars. And maybe that's the case. Maybe Cal's getting great, you know, still getting great players, but just not the top tier players, which won't be the case next year, by the way.
Well, you know, Cal was ahead of the curve when it came to one and done, Shannon. He was the first guy to really truly embrace that. And now has the field has started to embrace that. Maybe that's caught up with John Calipari. But I, you know, I'm the same way. I don't know if I can put a finger on any like set or coaching philosophy that he's changed from his first to second half, but you know, Shannon, it seems like old habits die hard, right? And it just seems like we're seeing a lot of the same when it comes to late game execution, when it comes to lack of plays coming in at inbounds. I mean, it was guarding the inbounds play last night with those wide open dunks that Michigan State was getting. So,
yeah. And let's not forget, I mean, last season itself, set aside the postseason, but last season itself was a really good season. You don't lose that first game to St. Peter's and they make a run to the, let's say, Sweet 16, Elite Eight. We're having a completely different discussion at this point.
And you also had a team that was wiped away from COVID. I mean, how good was that team going to be with Tyrese Maxey and junior Nick Richards? So, I mean, that team was really starting to hit its form. So just a couple bounces here and there, I think, completely changes the perception of what you think John Calipari's time is in the second half.
Look at the football team this year. Look at how high we were. You lose a couple of games, all of a sudden it changes everything. It completely changes your perspective.
But seriously, though, like Kentucky is two penalties away from being 8-1 on the season, right?
Yep.
I mean, you have the not set at Ole Miss, and then you have the most recent one. So,
I mean, that's
just disappointing.
That's sports,
it's been a tough
week. And that's why we love it when it works out on our favor. You know, as a game that maybe we would win instead of lose. You know, those types of games at the end, where it's maybe a call here or there, it just hasn't gone in Kentucky's favor this week.
And it seems like it hasn't gone in Kentucky's favor the last 5 years when it comes to men's basketball. Just these close games, they are continually outplayed down the stretch. Let's take one more call. We'll take a break, Shannon. Who's next?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I could get here. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good, Bob.
We are great, Bob. We could not be better.
I have to think, because I lived a lifetime before you guys were born. But we talk about the national anthem, Jose Feliciano. If you can ever remember back that far, or Roseanne Barr.
Oh yeah,
those some notables.
Yep, but I think they got the words right at least. Poorly,
not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the football is, to me, we're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And this basketball last night, why isn't Fredericks and Reeves programmed to shoot first and drive second? Because that's their three-point shooting is worth the game.
Yeah.
Let them do it. And also, I talked to you about some records you were going to get, some old 78s, and I would rather give them to you than to try to let anybody else have them, because I think you'll appreciate them.
I'll tell you what, do you live in Louisville or Lexington?
Hey, I live right there in Asheville.
Okay. You think you could get out maybe to one of our remotes, or if not, maybe you could just send it to the radio station and we'll get it that way.
Well, I don't get it around too much, so but it's a Elton John rapper for one of his first album, I think.
Oh, yeah. I need some Elton John. Yeah.
I got a Glenn Miller original 78, too.
All right.
But anyway, you got my number, and I'm in Asheville. It's right there on your way to Mount Washington. And if you ever stop at Aspen Creek, I'll have them right there.
There we go. Stop by Aspen Creek, get a steak and a baked potato, and maybe a couple of records.
But anyway, you can give me a call. I'm like I said, I turned 89 this week.
Oh, happy birthday, Bob. 89. That's awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
And I'm going to tell you how many years that's been listening to you, KSR. But anyway, I'd love to see you get them because I'm not interested in the money.
We'll make it happen, Bob. We'll make it happen. We'll give you a shot.
You do that.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
You guys.
Take care. There we go.
Yeah, you got his number, Shannon.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit him up. Go get those 78s.
I don't have anything to play them on.
You did. That was my next question.
Gave me a record of Stuck in the Middle with You. And I don't have anything to play it on.
You can just look at it.
Makes
then.
A great coaster for my drink.
Dick Gabriel asked me if we had a CD player here in the studio so they could play some old audio. I was like, no,
what's
we do not.
A CD player?
We do not have a working CD player in the studio.
What was he going to play on a CD?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got some old clips, some old games and stuff that he wanted to
use. You
got
to convert those over to streaming.
Well, he was like, well, what about the reel-to-reel? Could you do that?
Reel-to-reel? Good grief.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
You're a different time.
Yes. What are we, in a movie theater? I don't know. I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah.
All right. But Shannon, it's time to take a break, or do you want to talk about one of our sponsors?
Well, I was going to tell you, I know what to tell you to do if you got joint pain, and that's called QC Kinetics, because I tell you every day about this. Joint pain, you know, it doesn't just keep you from doing the things that you love. It also affects your job, your relationships. Everything is different when you have joint pain, and QC Kinetics can help you out with that. They give you advanced regenerative medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back, whether it be your hips, your shoulders, your elbows, any kind of joint pain. They can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. We're talking about powerful healing agents that are highly concentrated. So if you're tired of steroid shots that don't work and trying to avoid surgery, QC Kinetics can schedule you a free consultation. They can walk you through the process, show you how exactly it works, and show you that you don't have to necessarily deal with surgery or pain meds, because they are giving you the alternative way to deal with joint pain. Give them a call at 859-534-8600. Again, that number is 859-534-8600. You can learn about their new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime. That's what they're all about at QC Kinetics, 859-534-8600.
He's Shannon the Dude. I'm Billy Rutledge. We'll be back on the show before the show. It's the KSR Pre-Show.
Hi there, Tex, what you say?
Step aside, partner. It's my day.
Welcome back to the KSR Pre-Show.
Yeah.
This sounds like something being played off of 78.
A little Glenn Miller.
Is that what he said that he had for you, Shannon?
I think you said Glenn Miller, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just got to find a record player.
You just got to go meet him out there. You got his number. 502-571-1080 is our number. We had Ramel Bradley on the pregame show before the Michigan State game yesterday.
Shout
with
out
Ryan
to pregame
Lemon.
Shows.
Shout out Cheesecake.
Yes.
And can I give a couple shout outs while we're doing this?
Why not?
Shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today.
Hey, Mama Billy.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Out for you, Mom. We're talking about Bob's birthday.
What
it's my
a wonderful
mom's birthday
son
today.
You produced.
Yes, absolutely. Happy birthday, Lisa. She
Lisa.
Does not like it when I call her by her first name.
Oh, what a great son.
Well,
she doesn't like it.
Now.
You're doing it anyway.
Well, I'm an adult now, you know. We're kind of on the same playing field. I can use first names. I don't think that's weird. But I do want to give a sincere happy birthday to my mom, and looking forward to having some good food with her tonight and seeing her. Also, shout out to Isaac Humphreys, who I don't know if you saw this video yesterday, but he actually had a very powerful video posted by his Twitter and the team in Australia that he plays for right now. And he came out as gay. The former Kentucky Wildcat talked about just how much he's been struggling with this and coming out of the closet, and how nobody should fear who they are and living to their best of their ability. He also said that he tried to take his own life, Shannon. Mm. So for the growth that Isaac Humphreys now has to be able to share his story, not only with his teammates, but with the world, is incredibly powerful. And I think no doubt he is impacting change in others, and it's probably saved a life by not only just bringing this up for somebody to know that if you're out there, that it is okay to be living like this.
Yeah, I didn't even know this story, so I'm just now hearing it for the first time. But you're right. You know, when somebody who's an athlete is dealing with issues and they speak out, it helps other people. I think sometimes we believe that, you know, celebrities and athletes, whoever they may be, are up on a pedestal and don't deal with real life things that all of us deal with on a regular basis. And so when somebody like that comes out and talks about what they've been going through, it is impactful for everyone else.
Yeah, it's not easy being an athlete. You're thrusted into a role model position. And Isaac Humphries is backing up that role with his actions yesterday. So good on him, Isaac Humphries. Let's take some calls. We only got a couple minutes left, Shannon. Who's next?
Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, the guy's doing this morning.
I love that everyone asks us how we're doing. We're doing good, man. You doing all right, Scott?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hey, about last night's game, you know, am I upset? Yes. Am I calling Calipari's head? No. I mean, who else out there can replace him? I mean, we can always fall back to Gillespie air if people want to. I mean, you don't know what the next tire is going to do.
That's been the same thing I've been saying for years. Everyone says, okay, we need to find a replacement. Who do you want to find? Who are you going to get? You're going to get Mark? He's not going to leave where he's at. These guys that people throw names out there as replacements aren't going to leave where they're at. They've already got a great job where they're at.
Yeah, Donovan turned us down. So, I mean, you know, Who's going to take his place?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, we could hire the next Gillespie.
Yep.
And what are we going to do then?
And that's what I would say. So, be careful what you wish for, because it could always be a lot worse.
Exactly. It's just one game, guys. Just one game. You know, come March, let's talk again in March.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Give us a call then, Scott.
Our first optimistic call of the day.
Yeah, it only took, you know, 55 minutes.
Yep.
Let's take another call. Who's next?
All right, got about a minute. Go, Tim.
All right, guys. I want to ask you how you're doing this morning.
We're doing great, yes.
two things. The expectations that the gentleman earlier was talking about, it's not the fact that we haven't won a title. It's the fact that we haven't been to a Final Four or an Elite Eight in so long. That just blows my mind.
And would that make you feel better as a fan, knowing that you got to the Final Four but didn't win the championship?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, that way it doesn't feel, yeah, you fall short, but you don't fall flat.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay.
And the other thing with the game last night,
quickly,
the officiating has to be called squarely across the board.
Thank you for the call, Tim. Like, that's got to be the last word. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, Oscar was called for plenty of fouls last night. All right, we got to go. Shit KSR is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.